You're listening to the Westside Podcast, a part of the LA International Church of Christ family of churches, worshiping God in LA since 1989.
Hey man, that was awesome to hear from Peter Magdalena, huh?
Westside Church, you know, we partner with the church out there in the Nordics, the Baltics, and Finland. I've not met them before. I know they were here 2 years ago. We were on our sabbatical at the time, so I missed them. But what awesome spirits they have. What just the spirit of mission. They're missionaries. They've given their life up to reach these atheistic countries with the message of Jesus. And we participate through the work we do, through our own work as evangelizing locally, but also we support these areas of the world through our annual World Missions offering that we take up throughout the whole summer. We're going to start taking it up, actually starting next week, June through the end of August. We're going to take it up. It supports the work over there in these atheistic parts of the world that need Jesus. And let me tell you, if they'll take the time, do the research, there's enough evidence. It's not fictitious, right? The stories of Jesus are not a story. They are real, grounded in history. I could do a whole sermon about that. That's a whole different thing. But we've been teaching about the Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit. And today's lesson, and it's going to be a shortened lesson a little bit. I'm going to move quick for you guys. But I do want us to talk about the idea of the gifts that the Spirit gives us. And so today's lesson is entitled, Gifted by the Spirit to Serve. Gifted by the Spirit to Serve. And it's really a springboard from what Peter was talking about, how, you know, Jesus held the angels back and said, listen, these people are valuable. I'm going to die for them. God made them. They are a part of our creation. They are essential. They are valuable. They are loved. And God also didn't just protect us, but he empowered us. And he gave us a reason to live. He gave us something to do with our lives. And today's big idea is simply this. You have been given a gift by the Holy Spirit. And it's not for you, it's for others. If you are a disciple, then what's happened is the Holy Spirit has manifested within you. The Holy Spirit has begun to work in you powerfully. If you're not yet under a true disciple of Jesus, that's okay. Because see, God really has gifted all of humanity in one way or another. He has poured out different gifts on different people. And in our culture, people use those gifts for self-promotion or for fame or to feel like they're their own platform. But God's intention is to take your natural gifts, your natural talents, and activate them for something that lasts for eternity. And when you become a disciple, when you really give your heart to Jesus, he adds a few extra gifts in there or ones that are already in there that are hidden. He brings them out in ways you never knew before. And I have a story. Years ago, when we were living out in the Inland Empire, my wife and I would get each other a gift during the holidays. And one time we were out looking at Home Goods sometime in early December, and my wife likes to go to Home Goods. We owned a home in the suburbia back then, and she liked to, you know, make it look nice. And so we were walking through Home Goods, and she saw this entryway table. It's like a, you know, decent-sized table. She thought it was so cool that it would fit our decor. And so I kind of kept that in mind. It's like, okay, I'll keep my eye on that. And about a week or two later, I went and bought the table. I thought I'm gonna surprise her with it on Christmas morning. Problem was, it's a big entryway table, and how do you hide that kind of thing, right? So I went in our garage. I think we were doing a little bit of home remodeling, so there was a little commotion in the garage. I was able to hide this, you know, 5-foot-long, 4-foot-high table with some tarps and various things, and there was enough commotion where I was hoping she wouldn't notice. It was concealed. It was hidden, right? And in fact, she never did notice it. On Christmas morning, I got up really, really early, pulled it out, put a bow on it, and she was totally surprised. She's like, how did you hide this from me? And so she was encouraged. Imagine that your life is like that concealed gift. Your life is the gift that God has prepared. In fact, he's put something in you, and he doesn't want you to conceal it or hide it from the plans that he has. Every single one, it's not just the super Christians, but every single one of us has been gifted by God. And the Holy Spirit, when you become a Christian, really empowers you in ways you could never imagine. And they're designed to give you a reason for fulfillment and to change the eternal destiny of others. And so I want to read today a handful of scriptures about how the Spirit of God gifts us and for what reason and how they play out in our lives. So let's begin reading here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. All right, I have this one on the screen for you. It says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. And I like the contemporary English version translation of verse 7, which says, the Spirit has given each of us a special way of serving others. Amen. He has given each of us a special way of serving others. We didn't earn this gift. We didn't invent this gift. We didn't choose this gift or the multiple gifts. They are given by God. Your gift is not your platform. It's not about your comfort. It's about God's people and God's purpose. You are here for a reason. Peter and Magdalene are in Finland for a reason, because they need them there. They need others there. God wants eternal relationships with us. And he's given us a part in the plan to make that a reality. But you might say, but Steve, I don't have any idea what my gift is. Well, we'll be talking a little bit more about that. But I want to just highlight, all of us are gifted in different ways. And I believe our natural even talents and gifts, prior to becoming Christians, God activates those, uses those, and empowers those. I think about, we have two brothers in our church who are protective individuals. One was former law enforcement. Another was in charge of risk management for LA Unified School District. And that's David Jackson and Kirk Nascimento. You guys know them well. Well, what do they do now in the church? You know, Dave's our head usher. Kirk assists them. They've come up with plans of how to protect the church. Of course, they're there. If complex things happen, they have been trained. They know how to help. They've thought through it. We've done training on ways to make sure we're even safe as a congregation. Did Dave think, hey, someday this is going to be my role for God to strengthen and protect the church? I don't think he necessarily thought that. But when he became a disciple, all of a sudden he realized, I have these gifts that can be used to strengthen, encourage, and build God's kingdom. Thank you guys for being the protectors of the congregation in many ways. What's the source of our gifts? It clearly comes from God, right? The Spirit gives you these gifts. It isn't for applause. It's for people to be impacted. The source comes from that. You need to think that way. Don't take credit. I do like when I see famous athletes giving credit to Jesus for their life. I mean, if you're that gifted at sports, amen. I don't know your theology. I do know when you give glory to God, that's a good thing. Use your talents for that reason. Amen. But you know, there's a variety of gifts as well. As you read on in the text, I don't have it listed out right here, all the different gifts, but there's quite a few there's talked about. If you want to turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8 through 11, there's all kinds of gifts talked about: healing, wisdom, prophecy, languages, discernment, many. There's actually about four texts that list different gifts. Romans chapter 12 talks about the gift of generosity, which is going to be needed for world missions. And that's for people who are good at saving and earning and want to be generous to the world, all right? There's all kinds of different gifts that we have. We're going to talk a little bit later about the gifts that I think a lot of you might attribute just to church leadership, but I'm going to show you today that the gifts really of the offices of the church are really, I think, designed that all of us could play a role in them, and I'll show you that in a minute too. But I want to bring this idea up. You definitely have a gift, and the reality is you all have different natural talents and then spiritual gifts. You all have different passions. There's different things that get you excited. There's different things you like to do. I know Kirk, he loves fishing, right? He loves fishing. That's his passion. He gets into it. And God uses your hobbies and things as well in his grand plan to help people, all right? You have passions. There's things you feel strongly about. You also have a story, a context, a journey, right? You've been on a journey. most of us have been on a difficult journey, a lot of suffering, a lot of pain. Some of us, great tragedy, the loss of loved ones. Please, in your prayers, have Nita Cullen. She's just realized that her cousin's son died in the recent plane crash down in San Diego. Please keep her in your prayers. She's had a lot of loss in her family, and many of us have been through that. Those losses hurt our soul, but they actually deepen us and add to our story and our ability to have compassion for other people. Your gifts, your passion, and your story can be called your GPS. We went through this a couple years ago. And the reality is, there's infinite possibilities of how God's created you to make a difference eternally in people's lives. Please accept that. Understand, you have something special. You sitting here today, you showed up today, God has his eye, and he's like, I have something special for you. There was a lady in our old ministry in the Inland Empire who, in her mid-40s, she realized she had a passion for healing and helping people, and she wanted to nurture people. She had done like a Hope Youth Corps and served, and she loved it so much. She ended up deciding, I'm going to become a doctor and she was in her mid-40s. She goes back to medical school. And she is, at this point, she's passed. She's gone through all of that. She is now a medical doctor. She had a passion for healing that turned into action that she developed and became a doctor because I believe certainly God had inspired her with this gift of healing. All of us have some of that in you. You probably have some gifts you didn't know you had. I went through a great back trauma. My back, I had 15 years of back trauma, was in the hospital back in 2019, ended up getting completely healed out of the hospital. I haven't had back pain in 6 years. Zero after 15 years. No surgery, nothing. It was mostly the right thinking, a lot of my wife's prayers, your prayers, other people, knowledge that God brought into my life. And now, I never thought of myself as a healer, but let me tell you, I am passionate about helping people through, stress-induced back pain, all right? So if you got neck and back pain, come see me. I have some information for you. But you have something to give that maybe you didn't know about. You have some gifts to pass on to people that you might not have known about. So what's the ultimate purpose of our gifts? Well, it's clear our purpose is to build something for the glory of God. And so I want to read in verse 11. It says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Now, this verse, many of you have read, I'm sure you've read it, and a lot of times you think, oh yeah, that's for Steve and CJ and Mark Shump, who's an appointed elder, and I'm an appointed evangelist. CJ's an appointed, evangelist, and he's naturally gifted at teaching. I want him to be appointed as a natural church teacher, right? You might think that verse is for us, but here's what I believe. There's quite a few church builders and expert theologians that I've read through. They believe that these five areas actually are for all people. Now, there were in the early days the appointed title apostle, appointed prophets, right, who wrote the Bible, right, who wrote this stuff. But I believe, and if you look in verse 7 of Ephesians 4, if you want to skip over to it, it talks about how when Jesus ascended up into heaven, he poured out gifts to, it says, to everyone. Verse 7, you look in that. He poured gifts out for everyone. And then they list these gifts. And of course, as people who follow Jesus, who are disciples of Jesus, we believe in Matthew 28, which is why we support Peter and Magdalena. We believe in going and making disciples of all nations, baptizing them, and then what? Teaching them to obey everything we've been commanded. So disciples make disciples, right? So now follow me here. I believe that the Holy Spirit gives each of us a sort of a vocation, a bent, a lean towards one of these five areas. And oftentimes, maybe far more than just one. Now, what about Jesus? Did he have these gifts? Of course. He was the perfect embodiment of an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, and a teacher. Jesus had all of them completely. The apostle Paul, he probably had most of those gifts too in some capacity. The word apostle means to be a messenger, to be a starter, to be an entrepreneur of the message of God, right? To get out there and be a self-starter, right? That's really what the apostles were. And so I put before you today that your mission is to find which area of these five do you lean into? Which one is your natural gift? And to figure out then what other talents and gifts you have that fall under that, that you can use in that area. Let me give you an example. The guys that are, you know, protectors, former police officer, and they quite honestly, they do handle firearms very responsibly. They are experts in that area. They're great. It's awesome, right? How does that get used for the mission of God? Certainly, they can be seen as shepherds of our congregation, right? That natural gift they have of maybe even our law enforcement gift sets can be fit into and under being a shepherd, right? It could also fit into the idea of advancing. They can use it evangelistically amongst other people in the same way, right? You guys with me right there? And what is the goal, of course? What is the purpose? To prepare God's people for works of service. It's not just CJ and I that are to prepare. A disciple is to prepare another disciple. If you are gifted in one area, you certainly are to do the works that fit within that gift set. But you also are supposed to pass it on. We are multipliers, everyone. We are multipliers. We stand before God. You do not need me as the lead evangelist and CJ as the co-lead evangelist to make everything happen in this church. You are empowered. You are given the ability to do incredible things. I mean, I've been spending more time lately with Grant Summers. It's been great. He just got restored to the church. Within his first year of even getting his mind and heart restored to Jesus, he's helping lead a small group. And, you know, does he need a lot of training? Yes, he needs training. But he's willing. He's like, I'm passing on my conviction to read the Bible. He's out of conviction. I'm going to read the Bible every day. You start with where you've got. He's like, I'm reading it every day. I'm going to tell other people to read it every day. If you keep doing that, you will make a ripple effect of faith in our community. Thank you for doing that. So many of you, Candace, co-leading with, thank you for stepping in and goes, I'll put myself out there with the gifts that I have to make a difference. So let me highlight these real quick. Which one is yours? You can go, and I'll show it to you at the end, to a website to figure out which one of these five you lean into. And I want to define them just a little bit, okay? I don't believe there's capital A apostles anymore. But I think the gift set of an apostle you might have. I don't think there's capital P prophets today that in a sense write the Bible. But there are those with this gift set. And I've preached this multiple times. I want it to just build into our DNA as a fellowship. You guys with me? So let me share a bit about these five, and you think what fits you. Apostles, visionary leaders who start things, entrepreneurs, movement starters. Are you an entrepreneur? Are you a movement starter? I know Chuka is. He's always got ideas to start stuff, right? And he's been helping a ton in lots of ways in the church. Thank you for that. Many more of you guys are like that. A prophet is a truth teller, a justice seeker, those with bold insight and moral clarity. Sometimes you need that through society. You need societal understanding to speak into the darkness of our society. And you need a lot of biblical insight. You don't want to be primary influenced by our media. You want to be primarily influenced by the scriptures. I know some people in here are really good at seeing, hey, things are out of line. This situation is not in line with the scriptures. Hey, don't be self-righteous, but you can be a prophet when you live it out and you're close to God. Evangelists are recruiters to the cause, right? People gatherers, storytellers, connectors, communicators. I think of Zahid, right? He's so out. He's always talking. I've been on the waves with him, and he's evangelizing out surfing more than anyone I've ever seen. I mean, it's incredible, right? How evangelistic he is. He's built that way. You might have that gift. Then there's our pastors, caregivers, soul healers, small group leaders, mentors, counselors. Is that your passion? Is that your gift? I believe many of you have this gift. Teachers. We actually have just employed teachers in here, awesome teachers who teach in LA Unified, different school districts. It's an incredible gift. It's a very professional skill. You guys are scripture grounders and truth clarifiers and writers and trainers. You are needed. And I believe every single one of us, it says in the scriptures, has some component of that. That would be your vocation. I want to challenge you to live into it. Your responsibility is to live into it, right? He gave you these gifts to equip people for works of service. Why? To build up the church, right? To change this world. And you have a responsibility with these gifts. We're not going to read it. I do like the passage in 1 Peter 4. It says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. If you read the text further, it says serve as though you're serving God. Serve with the Spirit of God. It is always about others, not pointing to yourself. But then we also know, many of you have read the parable of the talents, that you've seen that, where God gave everybody these talents, right? He gave them this resource, and then he commended those who put it to use and multiplied it, and he rebuked the one who put it in the sand, who hid it, who concealed it. You guys with me? And in the same way, unused gifts are not neutral. They are wasted opportunities. You are here at the Westside Church for a reason, and you are needed. You are desperately needed. Yes, are we needed for world evangelism? Yes, are you needed to give? Yes. But you're needed to serve right here in this congregation, and so many of you do. I'm talking, so many of you do. And if you are serving, keep serving. Develop your skill set in that area. But many of you, I want to challenge you. It's time to say, God, I know you made me for something bigger. You're not here to sit. You're here to serve. All right? You're not here to sit. You're here to serve. God is giving you certain gifts. And so my challenge to all of us today is this: discover, develop, and deploy your Spirit-given gifts. All right? You want to discover, ask for help. Do this. Go to giftpassionstory.com. Our congregation did it years ago. Do it again. It gives you an idea of what your gift set is. All right? If you're already using your gift, you know what it is. Develop it. Practice it. Learn. Go after it in a powerful way, all right? Keep expanding it. I was talking to Michael and Marshall. They're incredible tech people. You know, they got to keep getting better. They're some of the best in all of LA. They can grow in it. They can keep doing it. Please don't stop doing that. We need them. We cannot run the church without that, but they can expand their ability. They probably have a lot of crossover gifts as well. A lot of times they're very detailed oriented, so they probably have some great teaching gifts and other things. And I got lots of things that I'm asking them to help with. What about you? Will you develop your gifts? And the last thing is, you got to deploy it. You got to ask, what do I need to do? Steve, where are their needs? Ben asked me recently, can more people volunteer to help with music? Can you play the piano? Can you play keyboards? Can you sing? Can you play guitar? We do need to keep elevating our worship, because we connect with God not just with our mind, but with our bodies. And the music moves our soul towards God. Great job today, guys. But all of us need that. You guys with me? There's lots of things you can do. We want to multiply the church. We need small groups in every community. If there's not a small group where you live, we want to start one near you, right? There's so many things. One time, Karen and I made a list of 38 roles in the church that need to be filled. And there's always new things. Campus minister, we need a campus minister still. We need somebody to give their life to the mission of saying, I will quit my job and be a campus minister, all right? The campus is doing great. Great things are happening. But some of you in here, maybe a handful of you, actually can become full-time ministry, clergy, you know, whatever you want to call it. You go in, your gift set, you're going to quit your job. Peter and Magdalene quit their job to go in the ministry. And now, they're from Sweden, but they live in Finland as ministers. And they had other skill sets, but that's what they're doing with their time. Some of us do need to do that, amen? Deploy, don't wait, all right? Here's the website you can go to figure it out. Let me close out with this one final thought, all right? So you can take a picture of that. Gifted by the Spirit to serve. That's every single one of us today. God has given you something incredible. And I want you to consider this poem that really has moved me lately by Walt Whitman. And in this poem, it's called O Mio Life. And what happens is he's reflecting on how life can seem meaningless. Like, what's good? There's so much contradiction in life. There's so much depression and difficulty. And sometimes even in the church, it's like, what good is it? Things seem to stay the same. And yet he says, here's the answer. You are here. You have life. You have identity, which means you have your own gifts. And then he says, and the powerful play goes on. And you may contribute a verse. The powerful play of God's movement on earth goes on. And you get to contribute a verse. Make your verse count. Amen. I love you guys. Let's use our gifts to the glory of God.
You've just listened to the Westside Podcast. For more information about our ministry, please visit thewestsidechurch.com or laicc.net.